It's You, It's Me, It's YDT, Season 3, Episode 182. It's a long overdue, gosh, I'm good at this, a podcast episode, a show which pulls back the curtain, takes down walls, brick by brick, exposing the true hearts of those caring for those you love most. And why are we late, Nathan? Well, because. Why is your studio not done, Nathan? Well, because, you know, you make plans and then God smiles. You know that whole, that's a motto that I've said numerous times, and apparently I just don't live by it. I don't know why we're still not complete. It's not my fault the contractor didn't finish. I can't help it. I mean, if you look up the word piddling in the dictionary, that's what he did. He just kind of piddled. He got a lot done. I mean, it's almost done, but it's not. Anyway, that's why we're late. I am sorry. I'm very sorry. Anyway, it's been a week. It's been a week. A good week, but a week at that. We'll talk about it. That rattling you hear, it's an elephant. Let's go. I cut my own hair. I found somebody that I really like to cut my hair. And they've been out sick for some time, which I hope they feel better very soon. And I was waiting and waiting and scheduling, and they kept rescheduling my haircut. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go and buy a wall trimmer. So I did. And I've been cutting my own hair. Cut it too short, but it's quite all right. I don't mind. It'll grow quick. This past week has been, you would think it would be fun, and it's not been fun. You would think that there's so much going on exciting, and I'm not looking at the excitement and appreciating it like I should, and I don't know why. And here's what I mean. So 2 weeks ago, the first 2 weeks, last time's been at radio, it's been the second most added song. This week, it's the first. It's the number one added song at radio. Spins are up. Billboard, I'm charting both yet and last time are charting at Billboard. The first independent artist in decades to have done this. I don't know the number exactly, but it's a lot of time has passed since the last time it's happened. Why am I not sitting in this and basking in it? It's not like I don't mean it in a self-serving way, but like, shouldn't I be enjoying that? Shouldn't I be enjoying this amazing accomplishment? And I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it, but there's just so much, there's so much noise going on in my life. And to plug my ears enough, long enough to appreciate it is very challenging for me. I have a lot to be thankful for. I know. Perhaps you find yourself in that moment too. Perhaps you've moved into a new place and you should be so grateful and excited, but instead you're overwhelmed by the bills that have come with it. It's the newness. It's, I don't know. I need to be more mindful of that. So I do say all that to say I really am excited. And I sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, and perhaps I am. I am excited for what's going on with the single. I am excited for what's going on with my career. I am excited for all of you all meeting me in all the places and YouTube where you can see this podcast, the video. All of those links are in the description, and also the Bonus Noise subscribers only podcast where I really kind of dive into some more personal stuff. But I need to be more mindful of. I need to be more appreciative of the moments. And speaking of YouTube, over there, we release all this exclusive content. I've been in this rabbit hole. I love learning about history, or I love learning about unsolved crimes. I don't love crime, but I love crime podcasts, and I love the paranormal, and the unknowns around that are pretty damn interesting. And I share one of my most haunted stories. I say that because it almost sounds clickbaity, but that's the only way I can describe it. It's over there on YouTube. But I've been diving into the Khalif Browder story. He died in 2015, I believe. His mother died in 2016. He was incarcerated for 3.5 years, most of which he spent in solitary confinement. He was a 16-year-old kid. He was pulled over by the police because he allegedly stole a backpack. Well, long story short, he didn't steal the damn backpack. The person who did steal the backpack was actually in front of a camera, to which the NYPD didn't ever really care to look at the footage, but he spent 3.5 years in prison because they were trying to get him to do a plea deal. Well, he's not going to agree to say I did something that I didn't do, so kudos to Khalif for that, but solitary confinement, being alone with nothing but your thoughts in a 3x8 cell, it drives anyone mad. So this young man, slowly but surely, after 30 court appearances, and they continue to push the case, and I mean, he had initially a $3,000 bond or bail, but he couldn't meet it. I mean, it's hard. He's from the Bronx. His family's been born into poverty. He was a foster kid that was adopted by his mother. His mother worked her butt off to make ends meet, and he couldn't make bail. And then come to find out, they dropped the fact that he could even qualify to make bail because he had a prior. He spent 3.5 years in prison. He gets out. He goes all over media to basically say what happened to him at Rikers Island, and he's abused, and he's beat, and they capture all this on camera, and all the footage is shortly thereafter leaked. Since then, of course, many changes have happened, but unfortunately, Khalif, because of his mental anguish that he started to experience and struggle with and be challenged with, he took his life. President Barack Obama at the time, he actually put an order in that you cannot place an adolescent in solitary confinement, and actually limited the solitary confinement time frame. Did you know? This is absurd, by the way. This is insane. So lab rats, lab monkeys, any animal in the United States in which they perform experiments on, of course, that's how we test different medications and products. I'm not saying I'm for it, but that's fact. Nonetheless, they have a law where monkeys, rats, they have to be placed in a community of rats or monkeys. In other words, they cannot be confined by themselves in solitary confinement. It's a rule. It's a law. So animals, it's against the law to place them alone, but it's not against the law to place a human being alone. Khalif actually attempted suicide numerous times while in solitary confinement. While in solitary confinement, there is footage which captures two guards standing in the doorway, entryway, watching him hanging from a light. You don't see him hanging, but he recalls that one of the guards says, "I'm going to make you suffer." So he stands and watches Khalif suffering for a little bit, and then he goes over and starts beating him to get him to fall. Now, Khalif had the wherewithal to run into the hallway because that's where the cameras were, and then you see this fight ensue, which he was absolutely close to passing out 1 minute before, so he was helpless, but the guard said that he attacked them whenever he was actually hanging. Nonetheless, this has all been since proven that it was in favor of Khalif, and it's just a shame that people were exposed to that type of heartache. And I share all that story because we talk a lot about our own personal struggles, and it's like, who am I to complain, right? Who am I to complain about what the heck is going on in my life whenever you have something such as that happening right under our noses? It's sad. And I think that I believe that's why I like learning about this stuff so much, is because I want to know what's happening. I love the rabbit hole. I love maybe an opportunity to make a change if I possibly can. I don't know what I could do with this situation, but I think it's important to be educated and not to be so blinded by our bubbles. Our bubbles are so dangerous because we read things and it's so surface, and it's like, okay, we'll take that as truth. Okay, we take that as truth. And if you've been watching my lives over on YouTube, we go live Monday through Friday, Thursday, not Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And I was talking about this, the American Nightmare documentary. Absurd. And I will give a quick recap. In 2015, I believe it was, Denise is the girlfriend of, I believe his name's Aaron, I always forget. And she's abducted. She's taken from the residence. Aaron goes to the police. For 18 hours, he's working with the police, but they are using him and treating him as a suspect. She disappears because, and then they said, the story was that someone came in, three people with guns and lasers, and made her put goggles on that were blacked out with tape, which sounds pretty dang far-fetched. I get it. They use that story and place Aaron, the boyfriend, as the suspect. They never go and look for a suspect of any kind. They already have Aaron pinned. Denise magically appears 400 miles away at her parents' home a few days later. And instead of going to, this has a ton of legs to it. Nonetheless, the story sounds so far-fetched, she is shamed, Denise, by law enforcement, by media nationwide, because she's lying. She is lying. This is the truth. Oh, guess what? Long story short, she wasn't lying. Another police department captured the guy that did use goggles, that did have guns that were spray-painted, toy guns with lasers, with flashlights, with zip ties, as she was talking about. Her hair was found on the goggles. Oh, by the way, Aaron, the boyfriend, told police, hey, don't take my phone because the guy, suspect, said he would be calling. Well, they took his phone, put it on airplane mode. Guess what? He did try to call. It was traceable. He was at Lake Tahoe. If they had traced his call, they would have prevented Denise from being sexually assaulted. So she was lying, allegedly. Media said it, so it had to have been true. There's a story here. Nonetheless, it's been said that it's a must-watch documentary. It's on Netflix. I highly encourage it. You only saw half of the story, by the way, too. The media was nationally covering it, and she was pinned as the Gone Girl because the movie with Ben Affleck had just come out, and it's absurd. So she was victim shamed and treated as the villain. They went on media and basically said, you have wasted valuable resources. Oh, the kicker, there was a settlement, but the police department in California, I need to look it up. They never admitted to any wrongdoing. FBI were involved, never admitted to any wrongdoing. One of the detectives got Detective of the Year. That is actually recorded and all the footage leaked of him doing a very terrible job, actually. Yeah. You're supposed to be able to go to the police. And this isn't a police bashing. I'm just talking about this particular instance. It's absurd. But that's why I love going down these rabbit holes, and people always ask me, Nathan, what do you do for a hobby? I mean, this. I like to learn. I like to know, what is it that makes everything so surface? Is it because we're lazy? Is it because we don't want to do the work? Is it because we don't want to dive in just a little deeper? I mean, it's so bad that many of us, if someone is scrolling through their Facebook feed right now, you could see something and you take it for fact and truth. It could be the most asinine thing you've ever read in your life. But generally speaking, if it comes from someone that you know that's considered a reputable source, then it must be fact. Like, I could go on Facebook right now and put a status up, and actually the thousands and thousands of people that follow me would believe it. Now, would I do that? No, I'm just telling you, and it's like, it makes me think of the personal and everything that's happened, and I just wonder why. Like, what's the psyche behind it? But you see, it's time and time again. But that's why I like diving into these types of stories that have so much depth to them. And I try not to think about things so surface. I don't want to be a surface level person because it's lazy. And I challenge you, if you find yourself having those moments of judgment or of pinning someone, titling someone, naming someone or something, maybe you just be a little bit more cautious or slow to do so. And I think that seeing the world through a wide open lens and not so narrow-minded one is a beautiful thing. Being able to offer grace is free. And I actually just circle back. I feel bad because at the beginning I'm talking about how I haven't really been enjoying this process of the single this last week or so. And I feel bad because there's no reason I shouldn't. This is what I want. This is what I've wanted. This is what I've worked for. And I need to be grateful for. So this is me slapping my hand and saying, get it together, Nathan. This podcast is a few days late. Maybe that's why I was thrown off. Maybe I'm thrown off because everything's kind of off kilter the past few days. I mean, if that guy interrupted me 100 damn times, I was like, I'll be here working. Just let me know. And he just continuously was like, hey, I need you. He didn't need anything. He's a sweet guy. Super sweet guy. Would I hire him again? Sure. Maybe not. I don't know. I do want to say thank you to everybody for streaming last time. I'll link it in the description there. And the music video over on YouTube, I'll link it in the description. It's blowing up. It's so much fun to watch that. That's fun. So it is fun. And it's fun to see all the new subscribers over on YouTube and streaming the podcast and sharing it. All of the everything is up, meaning the listens to the podcast, the streams are up, the views are up, which means that apparently you all like the content that we're putting out. We're putting out all kinds of crazy shit. It's like people who mysteriously died before their trial series and the people who attended their own funeral series. That one's interesting. Or the Dear Zombie short. I mean, people are interesting. And someone called me which is hilarious. Someone called me a liar because I was talking about how in a video from 2022, cremating a casket. And they're like, you liar. They reuse caskets. They don't even use rentals. They're corrupt. That's funny. You know what? I read from Keanu Reeves. He said, if someone wants to say 2 + 2 = 5, I'm at a place in my life where cool. That's fine. Yep. 2 + 2 = 5. Be grateful for the moments that you're in because everything I do for good. Not I, God. If you don't believe in God, or if then I meet you here. But as someone who does have faith being an important part of their everyday life, I do all things for good, says the Lord. And you can even relate. You can even narrow that down to just a personal, positive thinking statement. Everything is good. We choose to define something as bad. There's goodness in all things. We have to find it. Thanks for finding me and meeting me here. Thanks for being here on this episode 182 episodes. Like after I'm dead, long after I'm dead, these will outlive me. And I hope that people that listen to it find a sense of peace and meaning and just a little nugget. You know, just a little nugget. Thanks for everything that you all have offered this life. And subscribers only, bonus noise, you can click the link in the show notes and subscribe $5.99 a month, exclusive bonus noise podcast episodes. Meet me over on TikTok at Nathan Morris Music. I'll say all that in the show notes. I'm grateful for this right now. Until I see you again. Peace.